Welcome to Kartik Inspirations Day 23. Today is Gopastami, the day when Krishna for the first time took out the big cows to bring them for herding in the forest of Vrindavan. He began to wander with a buffalo horn to make signals and a flute, and he knew all his millions of cows by name. There's a very interesting prelude to this pastime, which tells us a little bit about the sweetness in Vrindavan. Yashoda had noticed that Krishna was no longer comfortable to appear naked before his mother. He just felt shy. And Nanda, his father, saw that the Lord was not talking directly with him, but he was always with his uncles, Nanda's brothers, and talked very freely with them. One day, Sunanda, the brother of Nanda Maharaj, came to Nanda. "I need to speak to you about Krishna." Nanda Maharaj, who put all the dots together, immediately answers, "No, he can't go. That's too dangerous." But Sunanda said, "Krishna has talked now for many days, and he says he wants to go out and herd the cows. It is his dharma. He was born in a cow herd family, and if he cannot go, it is worse than being not allowed to breathe." And so Nanda Maharaj said, I will think about it." The next day, he called a general assembly. The whole village of Vrindavan came together. Nanda, with a very stern face, walked through everyone and sat on his throne and said, "I have decided." Everyone was really looking and listening. Everything was so grave. "That my son Gopal is actually a cowherder. He is allowed from this day on to take the big cows and herd them in the forest." And of course, everyone exploded. The point exploded with joy and laughter. It was a big celebration when Krishna was handed over the responsibility for the cows, the wealth of Vrindavan. Now, what can we take from this with us? Two things. First of all, Krishna has his plan. And whatever is his plan, that is a reality which will manifest sooner or later. But a second point related to Krishna's plan is that Krishna has knowledge of the past, of the present, and of the future. And when he makes a plan for someone, it always has aspects which that person cannot see because our knowledge is limited. We are not Trikala Gyan, knower of the past, the present, and the future. And whatever Krishna wishes for someone to happen is always in the best interest. In material life, we are often afraid of uncertainty. We dread change. We surround us with money, with an apartment, with secure relationships, at least as secure as possible. And we think in this way, we live in a fortress that is never going to be affected by change. But then, like a tsunami wave, material nature comes and teaches us differently. It is safest to surrender before to Krishna's plan, to say to him in all earnestness, may your will happen, my Lord, and may it happen softly so that I can accept it and be joyful with it. Thank you very much, and see you all tomorrow.